Native American tribes and First Nations from around the region are celebrating their annual canoe journey this weekend. Along with songs, stories, and dancing, their five-day gathering at the Lummi Nation near Bellingham will include the Lummi announcement of a lawsuit to repatriate a captive orca. KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The Lummi consider the southern resident killer whales their relatives. In 1970, dozens of young orcas were captured here in Penn Cove and sold to amusement parks. Among them was the last captive member of that population that's still alive. She was transported to Miami's Seaquarium, where she's performed ever since. Her stage name is Lolita. Others call her Tokatai. Critics say it's cruel to confine large mammals in cement tanks. The Lummi want to bring her home to a protected cove where she might eventually be reunited with her relatives. The tribe says they were never consulted about the capture, and Miami Seaquarium has repeatedly refused requests for meetings and calls for the release. The suit will be filed under a 1990 federal law called NAGPRA that's been used to date for repatriation of archaeological artifacts, including human remains. The Seaquarium did not respond to calls for comment, but in past statements has said it will not jeopardize Lolita's health by considering any move from her home in Miami. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.